Shut up and sit down.
Action.
Thank you.
They're all very serious.
Good.
Welcome to the Absolute Worst Podcast. I'm Allison Royer.
And I'm Dana Powell.
Each week on our show, we seek and give free therapy by telling you our problems, asking you to tell us your problems. Let me just pray to God that any of it works out.
We're basically the opposite of Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
We try.
I just feel like I'm going to meet her in my life. Like, at one point, is she even going to, like, acknowledge that we exist, do you think?
She's, like, thinking about running for president.
No, she said she's not going to. She said it in her magazine.
I just still think we're not on our radar.
You know what her thing was? She was like, I need to know what I'm capable of and what I'm not. And I know that I'm not equipped to run for president.
Wow.
I know. She's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
she's great. What the fuck? How do I be like that?
You can't.
Because in my mind, I'm like, I could be president.
No.
I could be president right now.
No.
Be fucking great.
That's why you're not Oprah.
Can't be that hard. Can't be that hard.
That's why we're the opposite of Oprah.
I guess you're right. I want to say something before I forget because I keep forgetting.
Okay.
If you're listening to this podcast and you want to know what happens, because people ask me this all the time, we release every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So Dana and I record when we can meet.
Mm-hmm.
And every Saturday we release a new episode.
And I try to do it in the morning, but like
not today.
No,
we're kind of busy, but we have a new intern. Her name's Sarah. She's gonna take over, right, Sarah? Mm-hmm. I tried to fire her last time. She didn't. You know, it's funny, just like every man I've ever dated, I tried to fire her and she rejected it. She's like, rejected. It's just like, I used to try to like break up with my boyfriends and they're like, you know what, thank you, I'll take it into consideration. No, you're still my girlfriend. I'm like, okay, I tried.
Yeah, good for you. I think in my life, men were like, no, I never was interested ever in the first place, and we're not friends.
What was your longest relationship before Dan Tipton?
2 years.
Okay, that's pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, what's your longest relationship?
Like 3 on and off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been with my husband for, wait, let's think. 1998. How does that go? 2008, 18. On and off for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of offs and a lot of ons.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think it's fair to say on and off.
Okay.
We're going to read some listener feedback here. This is in response to our holiday show, episode 34. Somebody wrote in and was talking about how angry they were about their husband's inability to buy them appropriate Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
So this person said, just finished this episode, Christmas gifts. My husband and I usually get something we both want, i.e. new TV, event tickets, fancy dinner, and it works great for us. We figure we should get something we both really want instead of worrying about what to get the other person. Maybe we're just lazy?
It's working.
You know, I got to figure out how to go to dinner sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So did I tell you? So my babysitter's staying with me this weekend.
Oh.
She's having some problems.
Mm-hmm.
She's not babysitting in any way, but she's just staying here.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then I think she's going to leave the state, and I'm like really in a dark place about it because
she's leaving the state.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Like the one person I'm letting will let watch my child, I'm not sure what her end game is going to be, but now I really don't know how to leave and do things. I'm having a real problem.
That's what happens when you rely on just one person.
You're right. Is that
a problem?
Is that code? Because I only rely on you. Like you made direct eye contact when you say that. You're like, is that, that's, you have to be careful when you only rely on one person.
So treasure me.
Jesus.
That was some weird veiled threat.
I couldn't remember. That's what it felt like.
I can't
remember what episode this was. It might have also been the holiday show, but they said fake name your best friend Phoebe, message I am a corn dog person.
Wow.
Why was I talking about corn dogs?
We did talk about corn dogs
extensively.
Once. Yeah, because you'll eat those little frozen corn dogs.
I'll eat any kind of corn dog. But why were we talking about
corn dogs at a fair?
I love a fair corn dog.
Yeah.
Because then the stick is different. It's a round stick at a fair.
Like I care about the stick. I'm like, I want a lot of mustard and a gallon of root beer. I don't give a shit what kind of stick it's on.
This is maybe controversial. I don't like root beer.
Yeah.
Don't like a root beer float.
Well,
I also don't maybe like ice cream.
Root beer in it. And you don't like ice cream. That seems... You never cease to amaze me at how crazy and yet reasonable you are at the same time. Everything you said makes sense and is also batshit crazy.
Oh. One of my friends says that I have a very specific eating disorder because I just am very picky. Like, there's just weird. Like, you know, I hate tomatoes.
I do too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I can't fucking stand them. I think they're so weird. My daughter's never had one. She doesn't even know what they are.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that she's...
do that to her.
But I'm not going to... I don't...
I mean, how can give her tomatoes.
Oh, thank you. This person says, here's my fake name, Eelison.
Oh, I love it.
Spelled it E-E-L-I-S-U-N.
Oh, that's your name.
Why is there this widespread and universal belief that I say my own name wrong? It's my name.
Because so, you don't pronounce it the way that your parents gave it to you.
Allison.
Allison. Did you swallow your tongue?
How do you say it? Allison.
Allison. Oh. Just say, like,
Hi, I'm Allison Royer.
Say, Big Al.
Big Al.
Okay, now say...
Big Allison.
Not Big Allison.
Do you know that one time I was swimming in a pool in Thailand? No big deal. So I'm a humble brag. And I was, as usual, you know, like, oh, I'm in this bikini, but I'm obviously morbidly obese. So that's just perfectly fine. Brother. I'm on vacation. I don't care. So, but I was swimming... And there was this little baby, and I kept swimming by him. And every time I would go by him, he would start screaming. And my friend Josh said, are you afraid of the big, scary sea monster? And so that was my name for the rest of the trip, is the big, scary sea monster.
But was it true?
That I was a big
afraid of
Yeah. No, he cried every time I got near.
Because you were a big,
scary. A big, scary sea monster in a blue and white bikini. Striped. Horizontal stripes.
What was wrong with that choice?
I don't know.
Everyone knows stripes spread you.
I know. It was a dumb idea. Children terrified of it, apparently. Here's my fake name, Eelison. Hi, ladies. I wanted to send you a quick note. Okay, it's a typo. It's not me. I know sometimes you're like, why aren't you reading this correctly? And, you know, I try to edit for grammar, but I don't always do well. Mm-hmm. In this person's defense, someone said that the contact box in our email is very
small. Hard to read. Yeah, I know.
I wanted to send you a quick note to y'all. Woo, Deep South, with some love. The other night I was watching A Modern Family, I'm guessing episode, with my husband and saw Dana. Apparently, every time you appear in any of the episodes, I shout, that's my podcast person.
I love that.
Or so my husband informed me. Keep being the absolute worst. I love your podcast. P.S. Whatever you...
Oh, no. God, no.
Whatever photo you have at the bottom of this page is broken. It's from our website.
What? There's no photo at the bottom of the contact page?
Sarah, can you please go to our website on your
phone?
No, she's
on her phone.
Yeah, go on your
phone. But then it'll be the mobile. I don't know.
Well, that's probably not good either. I'm sure it's just across the board not good. Go to our website, look at the contact section, and see what this...
I don't think I put a photo down there.
Well, obviously not, because she says it's broken. We are not doing well.
I guess not.
I mean, we are called the absolute worst podcast, and I think there was a period where I thought it's funny because we're the absolute best. Like, it's super funny because we say we're that.
I have never thought that for a second.
But now, what? What's the picture? Okay, so this is the context. Sarah, didn't I ask you to click on the contact section so I could see? Okay, so here's the. What picture? I have no idea what this person is talking about.
Huh.
Unless she's talking about...
I didn't put a picture.
Well, there's a spam protection thing where there's a little picture and you have to put letters in.
Yeah, that's not us.
Oh, I know what it is. It says Dana. And then I think there's supposed to be a picture of you.
What? Let me see
But
that.
There's not.
I never did it. Why does it say Dana?
Well, see, there's like an empty box. I don't fucking know. Okay. Listen, we don't need to do this right now, but we just want you to know. We fucking heard what...
Oh, on the mobile, for some reason... Oh, you know what it is.
What?
It's our representation in case anyone ever lost their minds and wanted to hire us for something. It has all of our representation. You can contact my agent,
I know, but
my
what's
manager.
The broken picture?
I don't see a picture. Oh, no. Is it the...
No, but see above that, there's like a bro. Listen, this is stupid. I can't do this anymore. Okay, remember in one of our previous episodes, this girl wrote in and she said that she can name an accent. She said, I know Chicago so well, I can even tell you what part you're from.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, then remember on the episode, I said, fucking step up to the plate, bitch, and tell me which part I'm from.
I don't remember using those words, but okay.
I think I said it nice. I don't know why I'm so mad. So she replied, all caps, LOL, okay, accents. Didn't see that request coming. She says, listen to this.
Okay.
You're from the south side of the burbs due to your accent, sounding like the guy I liked that lived in Tinley Park. I'm not even fucking kidding you. 5 minutes away from Tinley Park.
I love that her ability to spot an accent is based on a man she dated. And I hope that everything in her life is like that. I know where you ate dinner based on the fact that I dated a golfer.
She says he modeled his singing after the Police, accent instantly gone, which is weird because people, well, I guess it isn't true anymore because I had a friend that said if I talk in a microphone or on the phone, my accent goes away.
That's not true.
That's so not true.
That's so not true. That person lied to you and may hate you.
And sounded like an elementary school teacher with an attitude when he talked. Basically, my Chicago radar is based off all my crushes in school.
Yes.
Facepalm. She said that I sound like a guy.
Well, not that you have the vocal range of a man.
Do you think I sound like a man when I talk?
No.
Do you think my accent has gotten worse?
Since what?
Because, do you know, I've told you this before. Like, when I go home to Chicago, they're like, oh, you're such a valley girl now. You don't even have an accent anymore.
That's not true.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
They say that I sound like a valley girl, that I'm from California now.
You do sound like that. But that has nothing to do with you living here. It's because you've lost all hope in life.
We really need to get Jenny Bird on this show because she is my totes BFF from home. And I feel like her accent is atrocious.
Yeah. I feel like my best friend from
right. back home is you use her. It as like a point of reference. You're like, well, I'm not as bad as Jenny.
As that. Yeah. I must have a worse accent than I think because the last three things I've auditioned for in a row are all like Texas accent, Southern accent. And then I got one that was like Brooklyn accent. And then I begged you guys to help me and you're both idiots.
How do you do a Brooklyn accent?
I don't know.
Hey.
Nope.
Hey, buddy.
Stop it.
Hey, I'll meet you over at the counter.
Nope.
What do they sound like in Brooklyn? They're all fucking hipsters. They're just like, hey, have you been in the new coffee place that has the dog donuts?
I don't know anything about Brooklyn.
You don't?
No, because I need a sugar daddy to travel me.
Stupid. I got this email and I didn't know where to put it, so I'm just going to read it. I don't understand.
That was a great setup. We had such a professional podcast.
At one point, I started and I put episode 22. I don't know why I did that. I don't know what I was trying to reference. We're just going in blind.
Okay.
Fake name Fred. I have an intense tickling fetish. Mm. I am married to a woman who is not ticklish, but is fabulous in every other way. I have been getting together with men and women for secret tickle trysts since the beginning of our relationship. She and I are raising a nice, loving family. I love my time with my wife, and she loves my time with me. I think he means her. She loves her time with me.
We get it.
Cheating allows my life to work. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
But is he cheating if he's just tickling?
I don't know.
And she knows.
He says fetish. He says tickling fetish.
Fetish.
Mm-hmm. So is he orgasming when he's tickled?
I think
and
it
if
has...
you orgasm in any way, does that make it cheating?
I don't know. I think.
We don't know.
I think that. Definitely when you use the word fetish, that there's a sexual element to it.
Sure.
So, I mean.
What if they're tickling his balls?
If you orgasm by yourself, you're not cheating.
Mm, yeah, but that's the thing is like if you orgasm with someone else, is that cheating?
But what if I'm listening to someone else talk and I orgasm?
What do you listen to? What person's voice do you need to listen to in order to fucking orgasm? Is it like Mr.
Let's
Rogers?
Just say hypothetically.
Is this a real thing? You
I
listen to someone talk
no,
to orgasm?
No, I'm just saying, what if someone just, can you please get that judgmental fucking look off your face? What
it's
if
a beautiful day some, in the neighborhood.
What if, let's a make a pretend person. What's a pretend lady
Mr. Rogers.
No,
oh,
lady.
Mrs. Rogers.
No. Carla. Okay. Let's say Carla is married.
Okay.
And Carla wants to have some time making herself happy.
Is this happening right now? Why are you so embarrassed?
Carla wants to make herself happy.
By orgasming. Uh-huh. So she's got a spatula and she's sticking it in her vagina.
If she's really Allison. No. So Carla wants to make herself happy.
Okay.
And she decides that the way she wants to do it is, I don't know, listening to...
the voice of God.
No.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, here's a great example. Okay. I don't understand this, but this is real. You know how I always say the podcast world is so incredible.
Yeah.
And literally anything, if you're interested in the shape of bugs in spring, there's a podcast yeah. about it. So there is a podcast called, I can't remember the name of it because I was like so not into it. But I told my girlfriend about it. It's like Knights... Excalibur or something okay. like that. So this probably weird and fucked up man sits in his home and he tells stories,
uh-huh.
I'm using quotes, that he writes that are like this. Oh, hello, Allison. Thank you for coming over to my apartment tonight. I'd really like to treat you special. Are you laughing? I know. I'm embarrassed too. Let's just do this together.
These are the stories he tells?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But and I don't
and
understand.
Then it's like, okay, take your panties off.
Oh, so it's like a sex get in the worker. Shower.
Your skin's so soft and
this
bright.
Is the podcast?
Uh-huh.
So he's taken like a sex, what do you call like a sex line? Is that still a thing? Phone sex.
So.
Phone sex.
Yeah, but he's turned it into a podcast. Don't snap at me. Don't say phone sex and snap at me. Like you're gonna wish me away.
So he does
somewhere.
A one-sided sex
one-sided
cast.
Story that's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pretend our friend Carla
okay.
wants to be happy with herself.
Okay.
And she listens.
So this is a thing you did before you got here. It sounds like it's your favorite
it's
podcast.
Not my thing.
You're pretending you forget what the name of it is, and you listen to an old man tell you to take a shower so that you can orgasm.
My point is, if Carla, I haven't done it. Think what you want, everybody. But if Carla wanted to do that and listened to the Knights of
Excalibur,
yeah, but
that's different because that's like
is that cheating?
Right, but that's different because that's like pornography. But so,
but isn't tickling?
Yeah, but like if you're with another person, how that's not pornography anymore. Now you're actually.
What if Carla was sitting next to the knight talking?
So you think a man comes to Carla's house, sits in a chair by her bed, and tells her to get in the shower?
No, I don't think so. But if that's a real thing, I will order that.
I think you're missing the point here.
I think things have gotten off the rails.
Well, this is the problem, is I couldn't even understand why this person was sending this. He doesn't seem to be asking for advice.
If she knows, then it's not cheating.
But I don't think he said she does know.
He said he's been doing it since before he met her, and he does it with her, and he's...
No, are you okay? Have you even listened? It's only like a two-line email. You missed all the details.
Okay, say it again.
Also, the thing I'm most... He said his wife isn't ticklish. Are people not ticklish?
Mm, I don't know how... Oh, stop touching Sarah. Are you okay, Sarah? That was a violation.
She took Sarah, why do you take your headphones off? Sarah, she's why so do you not make sounds? Because Sarah. Nobody believes that you're real. Can you just Sarah. Say any words? Don't just cough. We'll have to edit that out.
Sarah, would you listen to the Knight Excalibur guy?
Maybe.
See?
Sarah, if a guy came over to your house and sat next to your bed and slowly told you that he wanted you to get in the shower,
hot,
would you orgasm?
Not from just that.
Well, that was your whole phone sex scenario. You were like, you look very comfortable. Oh, would you like to get in
no,
the shower?
No, I was acting like a man. I'm a woman. If I had this podcast, I'd have to be like,
what is happening?
Hey, Brian.
What?
Thanks for coming over.
I don't understand where this is going.
I was acting like, I was just saying I was pretending to be him. But like if Sarah and I ordered together this Knights of Guy to come.
That's not even how it works.
While we're laying in bed.
He doesn't come over to your house. And why are you in bed with Sarah all of a sudden? What is this show?
I don't know.
What is it? And what do we do on it? I'm so upset. I don't know how this happened. Stop trying to fuck the intern. You're out of control.
You just tickled her.
Listen, the feedback portion of our show has spiraled out of control. We're going to get into the part. Is now we're going to have this fucking... No! We're going to have this fucking knob job give you guys some feedback on your problems, which doesn't make any sense.
I listen, ultimately, at the end of the day, I don't judge this guy. I hope he's having
fun. I don't judge him either.
Laughing.
I just... I don't know. I no longer know what cheating is. He says he's happy. So you know what? Good for fucking you. Yeah. Go have a tickle fight with your friends and go back to your wife. Totally. I mean, I'm totally into it.
Whatevs.
Good for you. Totes yeah. Whatevs. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was talking about the threesomes. I don't know. I got to figure out what Sarah, can you tell me what episode 22 was called?
Nope.
I mean, it should be on your... You don't have SoundCloud on your phone? Why? What does Sarah do here? If you are listening and you want to be our intern, we have an open position. We are effectively filling it immediately. It's called Disney Tits and Dildos. Oh god, I'm accidentally playing it. Oh god. Okay, this is why we need an intern. Send your applications to Absolute Worst Podcast. Okay, no, but seriously, we're gonna move on to the Absolute Worst Therapy section of our show.
This is probably gonna be the worst. Yeah,
this is where you send us your questions and anything that you... Dana made a good point in a previous episode where it's like, if your friends are sick of hearing you, don't worry, we want to hear all of your problems. Yes. It's just like the girl from one of the last episodes who said she keeps bothering her boyfriend to propose to her. Just send those requests to us and leave him alone.
And who knows? I might be like, oh, hello,
would you
Michelle.
Marry me? Hello. Can you come over?
Come over here.
You're just going to get in the shower.
Just stand right above me.
What?
Because I'm down on one knee.
Okay. If you have a problem you want us to solve, if you have something that's vexing you, if something is annoying you, you want to know what to do. And sometimes, you know, be the brave person that sends in your question, because recently we've had a lot of people responding that they got a lot of help from other people's questions. So don't be afraid. If you want to be super duper anonymous, you can reach us through our website. There's things on there that look like pictures that aren't. I don't know what to say about it.
It's and I can't even see them. I don't know.
It's called AbsoluteWorstPodcast.com, and you can click on the contact section. You can also email us directly at absoluteworstpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and you can send us messages through all of that as well. We always get them, so don't you worry. This is a question. It's actually back from our live show. Here's the question. I don't know if they were trying to be funny. It was a comedy show at a live theater.
A live theater, sometimes people want to be
in case this is a real question, we're going to try to help you. What is the best investment strategy for a 40-something without a job?
Why are you 40 and you don't have a job?
I mean,
that's the bigger question.
I guess that's my, and we don't know. I that's my first thing is you need
you
to get a job.
To invest.
But you know what? Sometimes what happens is if somebody had like a high profile or a really good job and they get let go or whatever, it's hard to find a job.
Yeah.
If you know, and one of the first things I would say is, eventually you have to just start taking literally whatever you can get. You know, people are always like, work at Starbucks or Home Depot. Those are actually kind of hard jobs to get. Starbucks is an amazing company, by the way.
Yeah,
they offer education for part-time employees. We should talk about, like, we should get a CEO on this show.
They have some bad things about them too, but you know, everybody does.
Mm. Is it their pastries? Their pastries are terrible.
No, I meant their business model. Oh. I think people get angry at them sometimes.
For what? For ruining little mom and pop shops like Walmart.
Yeah, corporate issues and stuff like that.
Not like Walmart is a mom and pop shop, but they also ruin the mom and pop shop.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. That's not what we're talking about here. So I think the first thing is just go get any kind of job. The best way, honestly, to invest to anybody is to first make sure you don't have debt. You know, like, don't have that debt. I know it's a hard question to answer because, like I said, I'm not sure if he was trying to be funny. But if you were somebody who was working a great job and then you got laid off or something happened, you just have to go get a job. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, drive a Lyft for fuck's sake. You have to have some sort of revenue coming in.
Yeah, you got to get certified for that.
What do you mean?
To drive a Lyft.
Well, certified how? It's not a truck.
Oh, not in a warehouse.
You idiot!
Don't scream in the microphone.
You just thought the best case, just drive a forklift. What's the best investment strategy? Oh, here's what you'll do. You'll drive a fucking forklift.
Sorry,
if that's Allison, not the worst advice, I don't know what is.
If I had to work at a factory to put myself through college,
was
I'm
it the
proud
dildo
of it.
Factory?
No.
What factory did you work at?
I feel like I've told you this so many times.
I know. Just tell me again.
It was called Litton, and we made circuit boards, and I worked there a long time.
What did you do there?
Well, for a while, I was in assembly.
So was there like a line, and you put like the thing on the line?
No, not for the way we built these boards. I had a map, and there were sometimes 500 pieces, components that had to go on the boards, and I had to place them just perfectly and then use a machine that was capable of crushing a car to press them into the board.
I'm going to be honest. It sounds like you did puzzles for a living.
It was really hard. And then I moved into quality assurance and electrical test. That's when I blew a chunk out of my pinky.
Let me see your pinky.
It didn't scar.
You've never told me that.
Yeah. I had to run electricity through to make sure that all of the components were placed properly.
This is in the deep
soldering.
South.
There was also a soldering room. My grandma worked in the soldering
what?
Room.
What?
Yeah.
And what makes it a factory?
Because we were pushing out electrical components and
is
boards.
There a conveyor belt or is that just something that happens in the
there
movies?
There was a conveyor belt in the supply warehouse.
Because you know like I Love Lucy when they worked on the conveyor belt? I thought that's what a factory was.
Well, not every factory.
Okay, well, I don't know.
But I had like a cart with 500 specific kinds of boards and I had to put them together.
I think I worked in a factory.
No, nope, I know that you didn't. You didn't even know. No.
I think I here's the thing. I worked in a balloon factory and you had to take, okay, picture this. We'll put a picture on our Instagram.
I know you've told me you worked at a balloon factory before, and I've never believed the factory part.
Well, it was a factory because I had to put things together. So, like, the bottom was, like, a little plastic thing, and it had candy. Uh-huh. And then you maybe we had to glue or something like
was
this.
Was there an assembly line, and there were hundreds of you working?
Oh, is that a thing? There have to be hundreds of people? Because there
mean,
were, like, five.
There needs to be, like, at least 20, right?
Well, what if you're building something? So it was glue, and then you had to put the little balloon through this thing, and you glued it to the top.
Mm-hmm. You worked at Party City.
No, but there weren't customers, and that's why I think it was a factory. Because we assembled the balloons, and then we shipped them to the retailers.
Okay. Maybe.
I fucking worked in a balloon factory, and you're being rude.
Did you work from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. while you went to school full-time the next day?
I think I was in high school. I worked like 2 hours after school.
I hate you so much.
Is that part of it being a factory? Is there 12-hour shifts?
My particular shift.
Sarah,
yeah.
Can you look up what a factory is?
Like, can you please go to Urban Dictionary and look up factory?
Like, what's the actual definition? Because just because I worked for only 2 hours in high school doesn't mean I wasn't factorizing things. Mm. All right. Well, Sarah takes 45 minutes to look up what a factory is. I'm going to read the next question. Subject line, my problem, your fix. Hey, fixers. My problem long standing is that I can't seem to get a guy who is actually dateable and attractive to take notice of me. The tendency for a freak, geek, or deadbeat to ask me out is disturbing and disheartening. I wouldn't mind pairing up, but apparently I'm putting out the wrong signals. Or I'm challenged in this capacity. Advice? Anonymous.
Hmm. That's a short question, and it's a big one.
I know it is. It's like, listen, I'm not trying to tell you guys how to live your lives, but the more details, for sure, the better. Because I have a lot of questions, right? Yeah. Like, does she have patterns? We've talked before. Like, if you look over the course of your relationships, you know, she kind of says she's picking deadbeats, you know, kind of like losers.
Yeah.
Why is that happening? You know, you know, has she had a long-term relationship? What is her picker broken? You know, like yeah. It's hard to sort of answer
this.
Is
she putting herself out in a way where she would meet more people?
Right. And you know, we've said before, it's sort of like a balance. Like sometimes you can kind of put yourself out there and other times you need to sort of take a step back.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. If you're doing 6 improv shows a night and hanging out at an improv theater, five
you're not
going to
meet anybody.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing about what she said made me think she was an improviser.
No, not,
and also
not
I'm
even
not
a little.
Slamming improvisers. I'm just saying, like, you know, open your
Yeah, and
then,
I mean,
I,
the only thing,
bit.
Like, and again, like, this is a pretty vague question, so it's hard for us to answer, but The other thing I would just kind of say is, like, whatever you've been looking for, that's probably not working. You know, like, change it up a little bit. You know, I recently remembered, do you know that I once, you know, I'm somebody who's had a lot of one night stands go wrong, you know, because there was a time that I meant, you know, I tried to have a threesome, but I ended up dating a couple.
Right.
And then there was a time that I tried to have a one night stand and I ended up living with someone.
Right. And walking his dog.
Yeah. Right. You said I was his hostage. And then another time I tried to have, I didn't try to have a one night stand. It just accidentally happened. But that turned out to be like a very long relationship, and I've called this person my fake boyfriend. I literally like introduced him to people that way, and he was 15 years older than me. He was a fucking delight. Like, he was awesome. And that's one of the things I think is, you know, if you've been just kind of like, we're going to keep using the improv example because you refused to give us any details, but it's like, I've certainly had that, right? When you're like, you know, in your 20s and you're constantly running after other improvisers because that's where you are all the time and that's what you do.
You know,
you got to change that shit up.
Yeah.
You know, go 10 years older, you know, go to where the old people are, I swear, you know, because I really advocate, if you are a young girl, oh, this isn't going to come off right at all. I just think sometimes older is better a little bit, you know, especially if you need to shake things up a little.
Okay.
Get out of your comfort zone a little. And maybe if it's like, even if you're like on a dating app and you're like 25 to 35, maybe bump that shit up to 45. Open it up.
Sure. See what happens.
See what's going on there. You know,
and nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. And then again, if you want to write us in and give us literally any details about your life, we would love to hear them because we will try to answer them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Because honestly, we're going to say something different to her if she like lives in a bunker.
A bunker?
Yeah. If she doesn't ever get out. She's like, I only meet people I know are my three sisters and the other five people that work. Right.
You know, or
at
if you're like, I've, you know, I have sex with someone every weekend, you know, then we're going to be like, okay, this is what a factory is.
Okay.
A building or group of buildings with facilities for the manufacture of goods. I was manufacturing goods. Mm-hmm. Any place producing a uniform product without concern for individuality. I worked at a fucking factory.
Yeah, I bet your experience was exactly the same as mine.
Well, no, I'm not. I didn't put puzzles together all day. Yeah, so that's what they did. You literally just did jigsaw puzzles, and that was your job.
Yeah, for like space shuttles. Let's keep going.
Were they for space shuttles?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, this person says, subject line, need lots of advice because my friend's getting married and the fiance's terrible. Okay, gotcha.
Heavy.
Oof. I have a friend. Let's call her Laura.
Oh,
Laura.
That's a good name.
Let's, Laura? Okay.
Yeah, let's
who
remember
I met
that
in college.
When I asked for a name, you guys. And, you know, you can't help me.
Carla. Who I met in college and became good friends with. Laura is super sweet and kind, almost to a fault. Oh. She never wants to tell anyone no and will even agree to making plans when she knows she can't go because she doesn't want to upset you. And then will end up canceling 15 minutes
that's
before.
Good.
That's not very nice. Mm-mm. She's very, very nice. And here's the problem. I already just want to say it's maybe that she's not nice. Maybe she doesn't like confrontation. But anyway, people pleaser.
Yeah.
Her fiance is a terrible, terrible guy. Mm-hmm. They've been dating since the first year of college and recently just got engaged. And everyone in our friend group from college hates him. I'll give you three of many quick reasons on why. One, he's emotionally controlling and manipulative. Mm-hmm. He uses Laura's inability to say no to control her car, her money, and her whereabouts.
Ooh.
Before she spends money or makes plans, she has to ask him first.
No, ma'am.
Two, he's not nice to any of her friends and is generally unpleasant. Three, in the times where he is with us, in public as well, he uses his hand as a Kleenex and then licks it off. What?
I'm sorry.
What?
Please read that again.
I just spit on the microphone. In the times where he is with us in public as well, he uses his hand as a Kleenex and then licks. She's literally with a serial killer. So her friend is marrying a serial killer. Got it. I hope that gives you a slight picture of the last five or so years. And before you ask, yes, we've talked to her. We've tried everything. The being direct approach, the being silent but supportive, the gentle guiding hand, everything. Laura hasn't really been receptive to any of it. Also, this girl's going to know you're talking about her because I don't know a lot of guys that...
Yeah, she clearly doesn't listen to our podcast.
Great point.
Yeah.
She takes a lot of the situation as being her fault and has stopped being friends with some people who have voiced their opinions too strongly. To be honest, I know that she's an adult and has to make her own choices. I can't make her break up with him or learn how to say no. All I can do as a friend is be there in case she ever needs help leaving him or, God forbid, the controlling, slightly abusive tendency gets worse. Mm-hmm. And being there as a friend, she can lean on for help. But while I'm trying to be a good friend and just mind my own business, she's not giving back to me at all. For example, she's been out of the country teaching for the year and came home for Christmas to the same city I live in. We had plans to catch up for the first time in over a year. For almost 2 hours, she told me she was just running late before finally canceling. She had to help, in quotes, her fiance with something. I'm just thinking he didn't want her to go. She doesn't even message or reach out to me. I don't think this is from a place of malice, but because she's just scatterbrained in a completely different time zone, also afraid to upset me. This alone would be fine because I understand that we'll probably naturally grow apart as the years go on. However, here's where I need your advice. She's probably going to ask me to be a bridesmaid. What do I say? Do I say yes and stand in a wedding I wish I wasn't helping, but to be a supportive friend? Do I say no and leave my other friends with one less bridesmaid to help with the planning and also risk alienating a friend who could actually need help one day? I don't know how to handle this situation at all. I'm sure you guys have plenty of questions because this has been a long 5-year process of trying to help our friend out of an abusive relationship with a terrible guy, but hopefully it makes at least a little sense. Hopefully you got the main points. I love my friend and she's a really sweet person despite being flaky, and her fiance is a douche canoe. Thank you for bringing that word to us. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much. I love this podcast more than I can say. Love the youth. The youth. I have so many things to say. Dana, okay. Do you want to start?
I'll just say this. I think the important thing that I was listening to, because this has been brought up to us before, she sort of said in the end, mm-hmm. like, this is an abusive relationship.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a lot to unpack here. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the first thing is, you know, you're asking for advice on something that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. I think there's a strong potential she's not going to ask you to be in her wedding, mm-hmm. particularly if the boyfriend doesn't like you. Mm-hmm. So this may sort of work itself out, yeah. You know, in that, like, maybe you're not invited. I have no idea. The second part is, I think you're right. You know, this sounds abusive, particularly where the money is concerned. The controlling stuff is concerned. I think one of the things that I've learned from this show is to, particularly where this issue or sort of unsafe situations have arisen, nobody ever wants to call the thing what it is. And so they kind of meander around it. Mm-hmm. And then they end up in a murder safari room, mm-hmm. you know? And mm-hmm. so I think that, you know, you've said you've talked to her, but I wonder about the directness that has happened, you know? And there's a couple things I would address. You know, can you straight up say, I really feel like you're in an unsafe relationship? You know, I feel like, to me, it's very scary, some of the things that I've seen. And, you know, can you say that? I mean, I'm looking at your face and you already seem like unhappy about it.
Well, I think you can. I don't know that it's going to make a difference. Because it seems like they've all tried to do this before, and some people have been shut out for it. What I hear her saying most of all, and maybe this is just through the eyes of like some of the stuff I'm going through in my own life, is her friends in this situation she doesn't agree with. It feels unsafe to her. Her friend's also not giving back to her, but she feels like she needs to stick around in case someday her friend needs her.
Yep.
And I'm saying, I would like to say, yes, you need to tell her how you feel. It sounds like you have, but I don't think you have to stick around for this person. Like, what's the cost of that?
Right.
She's flaking on you. It feels bad. And you're like, but she's really nice. How come you keep making excuses for also her poor behavior? Mm-hmm. She's in a situation that's not good. And maybe it's outside the scope of her friend to be able to help. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know that I could help this woman in this mm-hmm. abusive relationship, and we've brought this up on the show before too. So like, is there some way that she can offer help? Like, I guess, well, my question is, where's the cutoff line for her, and how can she help her friend? Can she find someone for her friend to even talk to? I'm not sure.
Yeah. So we definitely, we have a guest coming up. We had a previous episode where a woman had a pretty unsafe sexual experience that we were very nervous about and did our mm-hmm. best to navigate, and kind of came to the conclusion that we needed help. So we have a woman that used to work at Planned Parenthood coming as a guest so that she can help us navigate some of those questions. To me, I would love to talk to somebody who has experience with actual abuse and what you can, you know, what do you say to your friends? Because I've not been educated on that. Mm-hmm. The one thing that's coming up for me is, you know, I'm relating this to people that I've seen in my life or friends that have reached out to me where they're like, my friend is an alcoholic. What can I do? And I think what I've always said is, because we always skate around it, right? It's like, you have every right to go to the person and say, I'm concerned about your drinking. You know, I find it that it's negatively affecting our, to like, just call it out, not like you're, you know, I'm worried about you. You've just been so crazy to be, you have every right to say your drinking is becoming a problem in our relationship and just straight up calling it for what it is. And knowing that that doesn't necessarily mean that person's going to change, but they're going to have a really clear picture of why you may have had to, and I don't know if we've said this before on the show, but release with love. You can disconnect with love. You can release with love. And there are those people where it's like, I love you. Your alcohol, you know, your drinking is a problem. I can never predict what, you know, there is a person that I didn't invite to my wedding for this reason. It was like, I love you, but I never know what you're going, what I'm going to get when you come somewhere. You may be completely belligerent and screaming in my face. And I didn't want to do that on my wedding day. I just wasn't going to do it. And it was like, it doesn't mean I don't love you, but you're unpredictable when you drink. And I don't want to have that stress on a day that, particularly for my husband, it's not fair to him. This is his day too. And so I think if you can say, you know, and I'm sure, you know, I trust our listeners enough to tell me if I'm completely wrong. There's something about your relationship to me that feels very unsafe. You know, I've tried to get to know Greg, or I've tried to get to know Carl, or whatever the guy's name is. And you're, you know, I have found that our relationship has suffered since you've been there. I personally don't feel comfortable standing up on your wedding day. You know, I find that, you know, it has driven a wedge in our relationship. And because of that, I'm having a hard time supporting you in this relationship.
In an unsafe way for her friends.
Correct.
Not just like, hey, you're replacing me with a guy.
No, totally. Like, no, it's, but like, I'm legitimately worried about you. You yourself has said that he's controlling in these ways. You don't seem to be able to spend time with me. And from what you've said, it seems to have a lot to do with him. So I don't know why you would even want me to be there on your wedding day. You know, and that being said, I love you and I support you. And if you ever need anything, let me know. But I'm kind of getting, and that's why I'm sort of like, there's no way she's asking you to stand up in her wedding.
Yeah, I don't know if she will or not.
You know?
I just feel like this is one of those questions where, you know, my instinct is to be like, cut it off and get away and keep yourself safe. But also, I understand when you love a friend and you want to be there. I just feel like maybe somebody else has a better answer than we do.
Right. Maybe not better than me, because I just feel like I'm
better. I think someone else knows better than we
Totally. You know, and that's the thing is, like, we've been calling for experts a lot. And I think, didn't somebody write in about abuse? It's hard when people don't live in Los Angeles. We'll have to do another.
Because we answered a question and a woman wrote back and said, I think you guys kind of touched on it, but I think this person's
in an abusive relationship. And I know that, like, for alcoholism, there's a 20-question test you can take. Like, am I alcoholic? Answer these questions, you might be alcoholic. I'm sure they have the same thing for, like, am I in an abusive relationship?
But this woman is only going to get out of it when she's ready.
I think you're absolutely right, 100%. Like, I'm not saying that this girl can do anything to change the other girl's relationship, but I think sometimes just being clear about, like, hi, you know, like, I find this to be very problematic for this reason. And because of that, I need to take a step back. And I just want to let you know that I'm always here for you if you decide that you need me for anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's, I think, sort of what you're saying is, like, being able to protect herself, because you're right. It doesn't seem like it's a good friendship anymore. Mm-mm. It doesn't seem, it's hard. Just like anything where you see somebody sort of self-destructing, this isn't as simple as, like, oh, I just don't like him. He's boring. You know, we don't always like our friends' partners.
Yeah.
You know, they may not be our cup of tea.
Right.
But this is, she's reading it as, he's terrible, he's dangerous, he's controlling, he's abusive. I mean, she used the word abusive. Yeah. And so, in, you know, when you see anybody doing something that is detrimental to themselves, it's very hard to watch. And sometimes the hardest thing to do is to release with love, and is to take a step back, but to give them the acknowledgement of, I'm here for you, but I can't participate in this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I've experienced so much with, you know, if people drink, I don't care. But, and even if they drink alcoholically, I don't care. But when it starts to affect, you know, if you come into my house and you have drugs on you, like, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, if you come into my house and you're belligerent in front of my child, we're going to have a problem, you know? And so that's where it's like, I don't have to change you. You're welcome to fucking get wasted, do whatever. And I'm just using that as an analogous point, because that's what identifies for me, you right. know, like, I've had to have like similar situations where drugs and alcohol are concerned, is, you know, I have to sometimes draw a line. Potentially Dana has another word for that. I wouldn't necessarily use boundary? It. Oh, no.
Set a boundary?
Somebody, remember when Rona was here, she said, you know, if you can hold a boundary that day. I'd never heard that before. Holding a boundary. Mm-hmm. I kind of like.
You also do have a lot of boundaries.
Do I?
And you just don't recognize that that's the word.
What are they?
Oh, gosh, that's a real big box to open. Later, Pandora. But you've also said that I have
no boundaries.
No, you do.
Okay. Well, anyway. So anyway, I wouldn't say that that's what it is. But if you need to like draw some sort of line to be like, I'm not comfortable with this. And I think that that's reasonable. The problem is she may not like you. She may not like that answer. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing you have to reconcile. Mm-hmm. Is it harder for you to stand up in a wedding of something you don't agree with? Or is it harder for you to have somebody?
I didn't go to my best friend's wedding when she married somebody I didn't.
Shut up.
I didn't.
I can't believe you just remembered that 45 minutes into my answer.
I know.
Is this a joke?
It's true, though.
Okay, tell me what happened.
My very best friend in the world to this day. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Allison. You're close, Sarah. we've been friends since we were 16, and I love her.
So, but you're still friends?
Absolutely. She's okay. family to me. There came a point in her life where she was always in love with this man, and I hated him.
Is she still married to him?
No.
Oh, okay.
I hated him from the second I met him.
Because why?
I could tell he was a bad man.
Okay.
I didn't like him.
And he was?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he was married to someone else and had a child. They separated, and he immediately started seeing my friend, even though he wasn't interested in her when they were young.
Uh-huh.
And I told my mom, he wants somebody to take care of him and raise his kid. He's alone right. now. He needs yeah. somebody to do dishes. She keeps a clean house and cooks, you know? And my mom was like, you can't say that to her. Mm-hmm. And so I did tell her, you know, I don't like this man. I don't think he's good or kind. I don't have a ton of money right now anyway, because I lived in California at the time. Uh-huh. And I said, I'm not coming to this wedding.
And then they got divorced?
Eight years later.
Wow.
They had a kid.
And so how was your relationship while they were dating or while they were married?
While they were married, it was strained.
Uh-huh.
Not because of me, but because the relationship was hard.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't listen. She didn't come to me a ton with a lot of the complaints.
Uh-huh.
Towards the very end, she started opening up a little more, but she had always known that I didn't like him. So, but I just always said, I love you. And when I came to town, I went to see her. And of course, I would have to see him. And I was cordial, you know. I couldn't have been more happy when they divorced. But the circumstances surrounding that were so horrible and right. painful, too. It was like, I didn't want this for anyone. But I did not, I did not go to her wedding.
You know what? I'm just going to pat myself on the back. It's a good thing that I'm verbose. Mm-hmm. And talk in circles for 30 fucking minutes so that you can remember that you literally had the same exact thing happen to you that this girl is having. You're like, I don't know. I've never experienced anything like that. I just don't. You literally said, right. I just don't think I would have an answer.
That is
you were in the same exact position.
You're
and you literally did exactly what I'm suggesting.
I did not see that until this very second when you just said all those stupid words. I still didn't get what your point was, but you're absolutely right. I went through the exact same thing. I guess we're so far removed from it now.
Are you okay?
No, I mean, no. Like in day-to-day life, on a living basis, no.
Oh my God. I mean, you literally had the answer. You forgot you knew exactly what to do.
I still loved her.
I
pulled myself back as much as I needed to protect myself and to protect the love that we had. Otherwise, I would have been like, I effing hate this guy.
Right.
He's mean to you. He doesn't take care of you. He just wants someone to wash his clothes.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to say all those mean things to her. She already knew.
Right.
You know? So I pulled myself back enough to just love her. And then when the day came that she needed me, I was there.
Thank you so much for giving us the answer. Literally exactly that we needed.
Sorry.
Because you've been through the same exact thing.
That's super weird.
Super.
I didn't see that coming.
Nobody did. Yourself included.
Oh my God.
Maybe life, part guys. Of the reason that we're the absolute worst podcast is we secretly have all the answers, but we cannot remember them for the life of us. I just don't even know what to say.
I was like, why does she act like I'm so, like, she can't believe what's happening? I didn't even get it.
Oh my God. We're going to move on appropriately to the absolute yorst part of our show, which are your crazy, terrible, horrific banana stories, like the time that your friend was desperately reaching out for help and you were like, there's nothing I could do for you. If only I had had that same experience. And then you remembered 14 years later that you, in fact, did.
I did.
You secretly had the answer the whole time. I mean, it's fucking incredible.
And we're still very best friends to this day. Good. I talk to her probably 5 times a week.
That's a very wonderful message of hope that it took 40 minutes to get to. I mean, what is happening?
Can you imagine? This must be what my other therapist feels like.
Why? Because she's, you like, always have the answer.
I've been seeing
Dana
for a year and she's just now telling me like she doesn't brush her teeth enough. I don't know.
How much is enough? Okay, let's not get into that.
I think it's in the morning and at bedtime, right?
Ugh, it feels like a lot. So, if you like what you're hearing,
I don't know why you would.
You should rate and review us on iTunes. You should tell your friends. You should share us on social media. You should send in a question. You should send in a crazy story that has happened to you, because I know you people are fucked up. Why else would you come here for advice? You should leave your apartment if you live in one. I'm sorry. Someday maybe you'll afford a house. But for now, walk out your... Right, and I would do this. I've done it to my neighbors. Walk out the front door, go knock on your... Think about how many doors you have of neighbors.
I finally gave out my first business card.
Good job. Dana got me these really cute business cards for Christmas, and if I had friends, I would give them away, but I don't. But don't worry. I told my gynecologist about our show.
So weird.
I invited her to be a guest. She may or may not come. I'm sorry, I said gynecologist and come in the same thing. Okay, so this person wrote, we just want you to tell your friends. Please keep supporting us. We know that you do. We so appreciate all the feedback and emails that we got. We
and
love
honestly,
you.
Today I had a little bit of therapy where I remembered that I didn't go to my best friend's wedding.
You're helping us certainly more than we're helping you. That's for fucking sure. This is subject line. Top 10 things I've forgotten since becoming a mother. I love when people write us lists. Mm-hmm. She says, Mothers Unite. I'm behind on your podcast. Don't yell at me, but here's a top 10 list of things I've fucked up, forgotten since becoming a mother. Number one, 8 out of 10 high school friendships.
Oh, God, for sure.
Number two, Lucas's daycare tuition, this must be her son, tuition was, which caused us, okay, she forgot her kid's daycare tuition, which caused us to be disenrolled from a special program, resulting in our monthly tuition tripling.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me? Dressing my kindergartner up for Halloween, and he was the only one not dressed for the parade at school. Oh, so like she did one thing right and then fucked up the other thing. Fuck. That my 9-year-old's end of year recorder performance started at 10:45 instead of 11, and I showed up to him crying because I missed it. Oh my God, this is fucking awesome. Just because thank you for being so fucking transparent, because it makes us feel better. A bottle of lube I got at Long Beach Pride while volunteering that I tossed in my glue box absentmindedly after many weeks exploded and ruined everything.
Oh my God. Eric Stone Street tossed a sample of lube in my purse one time, and I pulled it out one time thinking it was lip gloss. Let's move on.
She says, to buy them yearbooks every year. When I was pregnant with the second one, I rear-ended the car in front of me for absolutely no reason at all. I just spaced out and hit it so hard I totaled my car. And then a week later, I totaled the rental car in the same way. Did I ever tell you one time I had a 2001 Daewoo? I'll tell that story another time. Sarah, footnote it. Make a note. Why don't you have a pen? What do you do here? Literally.
Stop yelling at Sarah. She's so lovely.
I'm going to get a journal for Sarah, and we're going to take a picture of it, and then I'm going to fucking staple it to her wrist.
Wait, can I say one thing about this woman?
Yeah, but I want to say something too,
list?
Please.
Okay, you go ahead.
Ugh, you said that so nice that I don't want to. Jeez,
I don't understand how to deal with this woman in my life.
We're not even done with got the list yet. I was going to say that at one point, at one point I had a 2001 Daewoo and I was driving and I literally, a woman was making direct eye contact with me and just rammed into my car. And I was like, okay, it seems weird. And we both pull over and we both get out. And she, I had never had a baby before. I just knew to be nice. Yeah. She was like 9 months pregnant.
Aww.
And she was just like, I don't know. I saw you. I looked right in your eyes and I just fucking still hit you. I'm like, nah, it's just, if you get hit by a pregnant woman, I don't give a fuck how hurt your car is. You just have to be nice.
You just always, you have to anyway.
Now, honestly. Do you want to wait till the list is over to say your thing? Okay. Last spring, my kid, did you make a note for the Daewoo? I mean, you can't even text
you
yourself
just
a message.
The story.
No, that's not the story. That's a different Daewoo story. Last spring, my kid.
Sarah, you can leave if you want to at any time.
No, you can't. You're in. Last spring, my kid had math tutoring every day for 2 weeks. I forgot to pick him up 3 times. Every vacation, there will be a packing casualty. Yeah. It's been her husband's underwear or her kid's socks or her son's shorts. Someone will suffer. Mm-hmm. I've locked my 2-year-old in my car with my keys. Thank God it was winter in LA and I had OnStar. Just this week, I forgot a parenting meeting for the school band and to pick my kids up from my mother-in-law's house. And I'm one of the ones people think has it together. Be gentle with yourself. Mm-hmm. I have a list millions long of absolutely amazing shit I do every day. Love
good.
You.
Good. I'm so
glad. Oh, that was such a good ending.
Because I was like, I want this woman to feel okay. Because
totally.
I get all of those things she said.
Totally.
And like, it just happens.
I've told you that.
And also, I do want to say for her, it sounds like she's got everything under control.
Yeah.
And she's Wonder Woman and she doesn't need me. But those are all signs too. Like Allison and I have this new show coming out with Awestruck, which I feel like we can talk about because I think this episode.
It'll have aired already. Yeah.
And one of the episodes we have is called Me Time.
Yes.
And we talk about like how important it is. Like this woman seems a little overwhelmed.
Totally.
As she should be. That's a lot.
Let me just tell you.
Life.
I haven't. Maybe I'll do it later and maybe not because now I'm doing it. But we had talked about, Jaina was talking about she has too many things. She's losing shit, blah, 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 mm-hmm. which is, you're right. This girl mm-hmm. seems to be suffering from the same thing. And somebody wrote in and said that Dana should do like adult coloring.
Yes.
Then someone else wrote in to me and said, here's what you need to get for Dana.
Did you see it?
Well, I saw the picture of it.
Okay, because I have it.
With you?
No.
Oh.
It's amazing.
She wrote a link to what I needed to buy you and then said, also, I agree with Dana. Crayons aren't going to work. Here's the markers you need to get her. And so I got them for Dana and sent them to her so that she can do adult coloring.
Yeah.
And I was going to say something else, which was, I've told you before about how, you know, I'm running so fast in the morning. You know, like I wake up, I try to take a shower and have coffee before my kid even wakes up. So, you know.
That's amazing.
That's like 5 or 5:30 so I can, because otherwise I'd love to meditate in there too. And on fucking amazing days I do. But mostly I need to have time by myself with a cup of coffee to start my day before my kid wakes up. That's best case scenario. Uh-huh. And then take a shower, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm out the door and like I'm drinking more coffee and I'm off to work and whatever. On more than one occasion, I have called my, because I have a mirror in my back seat to see my kid in the car seat so I can look at my rearview mirror. More than one time I've been driving to work, have looked in the back mirror, realized my kid wasn't there, called daycare and said, did I drop her off?
Wow.
You have my kid, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. But like, I don't even remember that I did
that. There are tragedies that have happened.
Oh my God.
Like
that, my God. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so, you know, thank you for sharing where you fall short, because I think sometimes when we look at each other, not just moms that are parents, everyone, you know, there's another girl talking about like, I saw my friends on social media, blah, blah, blah. That isn't real. Mm-hmm. Our perception of what other people are doing, every time you think, oh, that person's got it all together, they don't. Mm-hmm. And that's not a dig on them. It's not to like, we don't want to feel that people don't have it together. Mm-hmm. But like we judge our out, you know, I don't know if you've heard this before, but like we judge our outsides. We judge our insides based on other people's outsides. Mm-hmm. And that's not reasonable. Right. You know, like that's not a fair representation of what's happening in the world. Mm-mm. And the more that we can be transparent like this woman was, mm-hmm. the more we can all feel better about ourselves. You guys already know Dana and I aren't doing well.
Yeah.
Sarah can't even come to the table with a piece of fucking paper to write down. Isn't that like what interns do? Don't all interns have paper?
We're not
I'm going broke because I'm sending fucking Dana coloring books. I've got to get paper for Sarah because she can't even afford a pen. I mean, I know we're not paying you, but what the fuck do you want from me? And everybody needs to be less judgmental.
Nino's Corner. Hi, Grandmama.
Hey, Grams.
Well,
I'm sorry that I yelled at Sarah a lot.
Oh, you're just so abusive of Sarah.
It's not who I want to be.
Uh-huh.
I also don't think I want to be the kind of person that lets a person go on and on just complaining incessantly and then realizes 4 days later that they've been through the exact same situation and have the specific answer that that person is looking for. But we've all been dealt our lot. I want to thank you for empowering us. And I'm sorry that I said that that woman probably masturbated with a spatula.
Okay. Which leads me, I guess, to my apology. Hi, Grandmama. I'm sorry that I created a pretend situation where Sarah and I are in bed together masturbating to a dirty podcast. I don't know. Get us out of here.
Nemo's Corner.
Whew, that was a close one. Oh my god. Oh, Sarah. Sarah, Allison. Sarah, talk.
Would you fucking talk so people don't think that I captured you and that you're like.
Sarah, you can't.
If someone
say
says
what?
Your fucking name, do you write it in your notes? Write it in your notes that you can respond to people that are saying your name.
I was responding with my eye.
She says, Sarah.
Yes.
Allison.
What?
I love
Bye.
Shut up and sit down.
Stupid.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.